This is an IEEE Computer Society podcast update. I'm David Alan Greer, and this is a special update to the In Our Time podcast, which is entitled Figures in the Distance. I always enjoy visiting laboratories. I do it many times. And what I'd like to see is the people at work and get a sense of how they operate, how they interact, how they deal with different problems, how they talk to each other. It's really, for me, an issue of how the science and technology are done. Now, I know the standard argument is that science and technology exists independent of that. Certainly, science does. And that the actual social structure doesn't make a lot of difference to the ultimate endpoint. But even in pure science, it does make a difference to the speed, the way it's produced. And also to the way it's produced and engages the world, whether new ideas move quickly or whether they languish and wait. In technology, I think it's far more important. We're clearly able to see that technology, our scientific ideas, held in a very strong social framework, and that that social framework can change and structure the way that technology is built and used. Now, when you go to these laboratories, they can be very exciting, especially if you go to these ones with Nobel Prizes on the wall or pictures of famous visitors. And in some ways, they never really answer the questions you want to ask. How are decisions made? The human questions that talk about swings of power. Who gets it? Who doesn't? Where's it going? What's it ending up to be? They are, I think, a lot like the sports discussion. I think that metaphor is quite apt. We love to talk about failing teams. We love to talk about winning teams, too, but failing are much more fun. Because we can manage them at a distance. We can say, if I were in charge, I'd do this, and I don't understand why. Well, you don't understand why because you aren't in the thick of it. Sometimes the people in the thick of it don't understand why either. They're too close to the action and have vision too limited for them to be able to understand a clear way out. Talking about them doesn't always solve these problems, but it is indeed fun, and it is something we enjoy. But it also reminds us why work, whether it being managing a sports team or managing a big complicated lab, is actually quite hard. This has been a special update to the podcast In Our Time and the episode Figures in the Distance. These podcasts are based on essays published in Computer, which is a magazine published by the Computer Society, which you can find more about at www.computer.org. The information about Computer is under the Technical Magazines tab, under Publications. You can find other Computer Society podcasts, including the original one for this podcast, at www.computer.org/podcast. If you have any comments, we'd love to hear them. You can send them to podcasts@computer.org. And as always, the music for this podcast comes from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network, which you can find at music.podshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.